Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Madison, who wrote in, I am a graduating senior who attended one of the top year-round training programs for the past 4 years. I've spent the past 3 months auditioning for my first professional job and have come up with nothing other than the opportunity to be a trainee in some companies. I feel as that I've already been a trainee for 4 years, and my parents are refusing to continue to pay so much to have me be a trainee again with no promise of getting a job. I have heard there are a lot of layoffs and few jobs right now. Is this worse than normal, and do you have any advice on my situation? Thanks so much, Madison. Madison, so nice to hear from you, and thank you for your question. I'm sorry you're struggling. To answer you properly, I got a lot of advice from John Stafford, a former principal at New York City Ballet, now a current ballet master with New York City Ballet, teacher at SAB, and in charge of helping SAB dancers find work. He explained to me that the job market was particularly tough this year with Silicon Valley Ballet folding and Pennsylvania Ballet laying off 12 dancers. That put 44 professional level dancers out on the market and in competition with all the senior students who were also looking. A lot more companies are also using the trainee position than ever before as a way to try out dancers without having to pay them much or at all. It can be very frustrating for a student to move from one school to another in order to have a chance at landing a job, but it is the nature of the professional dance world currently. Most companies require graduating students to go through these trainee levels if they want to be considered for a job in the main company, so we recommend that they take the offer if possible. It's either that or they can go to a university with a good dance program such as Indiana University for a year and then try the audition process again and see what happens. The job market in the professional dance world is very tough with lots of competition for a small number of openings, so it isn't a bad idea to take a trainee position and see what happens. Madison, I hope this helps. Hopefully the next year will be a different story, but it seems right now a lot of people are in the same boat as you. Try to keep an open mind when auditioning next year. Audition everywhere. Even if you have a promise from a certain company and you think that that's going to work out there, it doesn't matter. It can change. Still audition everywhere. Keep all of your options open. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also write me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. I hope everyone is having a wonderful spring.